Bershus, Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Kolel. I just wanted to begin with a note of Hakara Satov. Rav Kalman isn't here right now, neither in person nor on the Zoom, but he was before, and he has been, not just in terms of this Chabura, but in general, all of his good offices made things, we just lost the Zoom, but he's made things very, very doable for those of us who are usually Zooming, so he gets a lot of Hakara Satov. Just going to wait a minute because we lost the Zoom connection.
We can't talk about it anyway. Had he been here, probably wouldn't have lost the Zoom connection. Increase that Zoom.
I don't know.
I would love to help you, but I know
what I'm doing. What network are you on? Are you on visitor or?
I was using my cell phone as a hotspot.
Oh, that might be why. Maybe you want to try to sign
up. Okay, I'll try. Yeah, this is just my personal computer.
The guys
have
to do this.
Okay. I apologize. Okay.
Is everybody here?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I apologize for that. Can everybody see me and hear me? On the Zoom?
Let me know when you want me to start recording.
By all means. Okay.
Recording in progress.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, Bershus, the Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Kolel, gratitude to Rav Kalman. I had wanted to say the Chabur on this topic in any event, but apropos the last point that we were discussing in Rabbi Sultan's wonderful Chabura from last week, the last point that was in discussion at that issue between the Rosh Kolel and Rabbi Sultan was a question of jurisdiction, which harkened back to the chakira that Rav Willig cited from the Chazon Ish towards the beginning of the year concerning the jurisdiction of Bate Din Bechol Olam Kulo, or do we understand that Zabla is a kind of appeos, this is Maker Hadin. So I actually wanted to touch on an issue of jurisdiction, but not one that's mediated by any kind of geography, but has to do, in a sense, with status of the Gavra. And the question is, anybody in principle above the law, and by the same token, is anybody in principle beneath the law? And I wanted to approach it, admittedly, a little bit derech hakifin, but also in Siman Zayin, through the question of an Adam Gadol, not as a Baldin, but first as an Adam Gadol, with status of a Dayan, additional responsibilities, perhaps, and then Be'edus and Siman Kavches, and then to circle back to the issue at hand, which is in Adam Gadol, in Talmud Chacham, as a Baal Din, and to try to explore the issue, at least in those three areas, if not more holistically. So we begin here in the first source. You see the Mechaber quotes, Dayan Shi Yodea B'chaver Shu Gazlan Arasha, Ein Alit Starifimo. The tour, in the parallel section, Dayan Shi Yodea B'chaver Shu Gazlan Arasha, Ein Alit Starifimo, V'kach Hayu Nekiyeh Hadash, Yerushalayim Osin, Oyu Yoshin V'din Lemkenya Yu Yodin, This is obvious difficulty raised by the Prisha. There seems to be an asymmetry between the case of Yodea Bechaver, that's B'Toras Vados, and the practice of Nekiyei Hadas was to eschew a kind of a Cheskes Kashrus that we would assume that everybody would have, and until they knew in the opposite direction that a person was surely Ra'oi to be Yoshe Vadin, and says the Prisha notes, Lashon V'Kachin Meduktak, Da'in Emni Noyim Ileshev Afilu Misafik, so it's not just the language of Vekach that's difficult here, because clearly there's an asymmetry between the halacha per se and the practice in the Ki Hadas, which is rooted in the Gemara Sanhedrin of Chav Gimel, which we have in the fifth source, but certainly an internal tension in the Torah, because four simanim earlier the Torah said, V'asal adam adam chacham sheyeshe bedin, which is an interesting expression. We'll show that the root of that expression is in the Rambam itself. So here, the Torah lays out an actual iser for a person, Adam Chacham in particular, to Yoshe Bedin, until he knows exactly who's with him, basically the stands of the Ki Hadas of Yerushalayim. So as noted, the tension in the Torah is twofold. The V'kach Hayu Nekiyei Hadas of Yerushalayim, specifically in the context of the Dayan Sheyodea B'chaver Rosh Gazlan Rasha. And then in a broader sense, you know, what exactly is the halacha? Do we have to clarify matters? Can we rely on a cheskas kashrus? The attention goes back to the Rambam itself. So the Rambam says, this is Perek Beis of Hilchos Sanhedrin, and then subsequently Perek Chav Beis. This is the sixth source. Avisha Benzin Shal Shosha Bezin Shalim, who calls Manchin Rabbi Reza Meshubach, Mutav Shiacht Chodin Vechad Asar Yosim Asara, sort of in parallel to the Ramban's version of Alpi Shlosha, Shnayim O Shlosha Edim Yakum Davar. So Ram is kind of a parallel in the world of Dayanus. It's Richan Shi Yoshin Kulam Shab Bezin Tambili Chachamim Ruuyin. V'asal adam chacham sheisha b'dinat sheidim b'yeisha evsham b'yitzari from anashim shenamu kagunim v'nimsa b'chal kesher bogdim lo b'chal bezdin. Some 20 chapters later in the Yad, dain tshiyodei b'chaveru shugazlan urasha asal b'yitzari from oshnemar midvar sheker tirchak. Again, that's only if you know, b'taras vados, that this person is a gazlan urasha, and you want nothing to do with it, midvar sheker tirchak. And then, the same problem we had the tour, but now we have the Rambam. V'chach, hayunaki adash v'shalayim osin, in yoshim din ad sheyedim imihim yoshin, lo chosim nal shtar ad sheyedim im chosim imayim, and even kind of socializing or fraternizing, not even in the context of Bezdin, lo nichlasim suda ad sheyedu mimeisev imayim. The Pesach Tshuva raises a number of possible reconciliations, the difficulty in the Rambam tour by extension. First is Tumim, kind of a lechatchila b'di'eved distinction. Lechatchila, we should always be sure who we're sitting with, but b'di'eved, the person is revealed to be gazan or rasha, a person has to be misalik himself from such a din. But b'di'eved, if a person just doesn't, reveals himself, as he says, not to have a cheskes kashrus, ein tzarech lifrosh menu. Okay, lechatchila, kind of b'di'eved distinction. Shos Yaakov is quoted saying something very fascinating, that it has to do with an issue of quantity, two versus one. So if you go back to the language of the Rambam said that when you have one individual, okay, this is going back to the sixth source, the Perek Beis of Hilchos Sanhedrin, Shvas Yaakov points out, also about the Mechacham Sheyeshev Bedin, that's one individual, at Sheyedim Yeshev, Shem Yitzarif Nashim Shenam Hagunim, V'nim Sebechal Kesher Bogdim, he'll be outnumbered, and, you know, Acher Rabam Lahatos, is kind of a rove against him, and he won't be in a bezdin, but it'll be defined, being something that'll be defined as a kesher bogdim. Whereas, if you have a single dayan, Shus Yaakov says, you could even do two dayanim, and you only have one individual who's a known gazlan rasha, so that's midvar sheker tirchak, but if he doesn't have a cheskes kashrus, so to speak, they'd be able to risk it, because the worst case scenario is they're not going to be in a kesher bogdim, because they'd still outnumber him, 2-1. Okay, so kind of maybe an echo of Shmuel, Bezdin Chatzof, but at least you won't be in a Kesher Bogdim. These are two answers that you find in the Pesachei Tshuva. I wanted to dwell a little bit more intensively on the suggestion which is made on by the Bach, which in contrast to Shvas Yaakov is not a quantitative distinction, 2 versus 1 is actually a qualitative distinction. Who are we talking about? So the Bach writes the following, Yikud L'tmo, M'divir Rabbeinu Kan Mashvi Odeya Shugas Nika Yisura V'min Astam In Kan Yisura Midas Chasidus seems like it's pretty obvious the Torah is rooted in the language of the Rambam. The fikach chosav Rambam is lashon asul adam chacham sheyishe b'din ad sheyidiv chulei aval kan lo mayri lebestam dayin lo gur b'pishas. The fikach in asur min astam elikin biyodeya shu gaslan. Very fascinating. Again, not a quantitative distinction, a qualitative distinction. We all have strictures of v'kisim dekim Hashem Yisrael. The way that I've heard the Rav quoted many times, a person's reputation is not their own. But that is compatible as a general matter with cheskas kashrus, so we should extend to others. When you're dealing with an Adam Chacham, there are greater responsibilities that come with that. His personal reputation, in a certain sense, is not his own, but it's an Ashley Ravervi. In effect, his personal honor and his personal reputation is a very direct reflection of Kavod Shemayim. It's incumbent upon him to be Darish V'chokir before being Yoshev with anybody, and the general Cheskes Kashrus that would be sufficient under other circumstances would not be sufficient under these circumstances. That is the substance and general direction of the Bach. And that, I think, forms a kind of a point of departure for my line of inquiry this afternoon. So, as I mentioned in the introduction, I wanted to take a look at this issue in two distinct areas, though obviously related, Eidos and as a Baldin. First, Betoras Eidos. This is in Simen Kav Ches, Talmud Chacham. Notice No language yet of a Chacham Gadol, though we'll get there in the Rambam. Talmid Chacham Shidei Eidus Yisrael. It's an interesting expression, Bezdin Katan Mimenu. We'll have a discussion. Is it all of them? Is it just one of them? He has no obligation to do so. Perhaps one can infer, as we'll get to Rabbi Akiva Eiger in just a moment, that he can, should he wish to do so, because a person can be mochel in his own kavod. Talmud Chacham can be mochel, the kavod Torah is kind of his own kavod, as we'll see. But enu chayiv leilech lahayid. Then we have this line here, Rabbeinu Yerucham inserted, Elohim Sholchinei Lavu Meir. This is kind of an end around. He doesn't have to appear in that context, but we can still get his information if we have representatives. Go to him. So again, not to take a tangent here, we'll see why this is, I think, deeply important, especially for Shitas Aram in just a moment. So Machlokas between the Nesivos and the Bionis and Aibshitz, quoting the Beis Yosef, it actually appears in the Kesef Mishnah as well, regarding what the geder of Ifrushim Eisura is. Nesivos takes a broader perspective, and he says that even if it's here, that they're not trying to be Matir Nisr, which would implicate, as we'll say, a Chil Hashem. They're going the opposite direction. Nonetheless, anything that touches on Nisr, we'll see the case in just a moment, even if it's kind of a long-term consideration, so for that he should go. Lom Bibayim Abezin Rotzen Hatir Isha, she's really Nashis Ish, and they're going to be Matir the Shuk, it'd be Yotzei Churban. Why 2 years later, 3 years later, 5 years later, you could have a problem. Nobody's going to pay attention to that kiddushin, and really, then she'll be an Eishes Ish. The Urim disagrees. What's the Chrati the Rebbe Yosef Davkish? But so the Fanenu less or Ish LeBayla. Of the Hatir Shlam Afav Bishiyachli Stav Menu Dever Iser. He's well aware of the long term implications and consequences. Kabel kiddushin Meacher Mikol Makom. We'll keep that on the back burner for just a moment. We'll see, I think that's a kind of a linchpin in the analysis. As noted before, Meduyak Nishal Chanarach, Eno Chayiv Leilich, Rekiv Eger jumps right in there, Be'enai, and wrote to Limchol Amezel Shaperdam, Nechacham Shemachol Kvodo, Kvodo Machol. This is rooted in the perspective of the Bali Atosos and the Sugi of Yanai HaMelech, to which I hope to return as well, time permitting in Sanhedrin, Yotessim, and Beis. Where Yanei Melech is told on Mod al Raglacha, the Bali Atosis is effectively raised a problem. Melech Shemachal Kvodim, the Gemar Kiddushin, Ein Kvodimachal, that's a Xeris HaKosav, some Tassim Alecha Melech, but a Talmud Chacham has a kind of a proprietary stake in his own Kavod HaTorah, Kim Teir Sashem Chavtsov, Sarasa Yege Yom HaMalayla, Levasof Nasis Torasso. And in that respect, the Talmud Chacham has certain prerogatives over and above a Melech, let's say, in terms of where and when he can be Mochel. In his kavod, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is saying this is one of these examples. Talmud Chacham shemachol al kavodo, kavodo machol. Whereas, as Bali Tosfos are pointing out in their discussion, Yanei Hamelach amod al raglecha, where Talmud Chacham, based on the Gemara and Shavuos, would be allowed to be yoshev bedin, the opposite of what we would find in the azara of sorts. Okay, so let's go to the primary text, obviously the Gemara and Shavuos and Daf Lamed. To try to adjudicate this particular issue, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if he wants to go, he can go. And to take an exploration, in particular the broader sheet of the Rambam here, in contrast to the Rush, and try to arrive at some conclusion with respect to the issue. So the Gemara says the following, you have it in your 15th source. Amar Rabba Rav Huna Haitzur Mirbana Diyada Besadusa Vizela Bilmilsa the Mezel Vedina the Zutar Minei. Again, the best in the Zutar Minei. It's a little hard to know from the Gemara itself whether all of the Dayanim, or just one of them, or most of them. Lasude Kamaya, the Gemara says simply, lo lezel. Simple language of the Gemara is that he shouldn't go. But he doesn't have to go, but he shouldn't go. Amr of Sheisha, brother of Idi, Afananami Tanina, Matzasak, Okupa Vindar, Kolikol, Harezalo Yito. The Gemara immediately appeals to parallel Sugya Vaveda, and the Gemara retorts, Hanimile Bimamona, Vabi Sura. We don't deny that there's an impact and there's a concession as far as his Kavod HaTorah is concerned, but we have greater issues to be concerned about, namely Kavod Shamayim. Let's take a look at how the Rambam treats this in Hilchos Eidus, whether it aligns with Rabbi Akiva Eiger, or perhaps on the contrary.
The Tosfos Sanhedrin,
you
bring support for
the
Akiva in this case?
I was just noting that in the end of that Tosfos, Tosfos sort of provides a svara as to why this could be true. Talmud Chacham Tarasa Dilei V'yachol Limchol Heitev Al Kavod.
That's not the same.
As an explanation as to why there's a kind of proprietary relationship between the Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Chacham. General matter. We'll get back to the case of Yanei Melech, Bezras Hashem, a little bit later. Rambam says the following. Every time the Rambam starts out with a klal and then limits it by medvarim amurim, obviously of the mind to say the Rambam is making the point. He could have done it in the opposite direction, but the Rambam is laying down the principle of u'ed or ra'yo yada, ben beidashi chayvas chavir, ben beidashi asakeobo, v'yushit be'enu li'hayit b'dinei mamanos, shenamar v'u'ed or ra'yo yada, lo yagid v'nasa avono, semitzvah sasei da ra'isa, hoya eid chacham gadol. Now, this is why I think it's a little different than the Shulchan Aruch, it's not just the Talmud chacham, but the Rambam reserves the case for a chacham gadol. Again, one could try to make a diok. Are we talking about the entire Bezdin? One of the Dayanim. But Ha'ul v'in kavodo she'ele chifneim, ase shel kvod Torah adif, v'yesh lo limana. I think the language of the Rambam is relatively unmistakable, that he cannot go. B'medvar mamun be'edus mamon, avo be'edus shemafrish ba min ha'iser. Sounds a lot more to me like the Beis Yosef and Rabbeinus and Eibshitz and the Nesivos. They're literally about to be Matir and Isser right here, right now. And certainly Edus Nefashos, maybe a Kavachomer, Makos, Holei Chumeid, Shnemar, In Chochma, V'in Tvuna, Eitzel Neged Hashem, Komakom Sheishchil Hashem, In Chok and Kavod Rav. We don't deny once again that it comes at the expense of his Kavod Torah, but to a greater extent we have other values to be concerned about, and his particular Kavod is Nidcha Bifnei Kvod Shamayim. Now, the Rambam, just to deal with the parallel cases of Tino Prika and Aveda.
In terms of the deal, you think the Yishol Imana sounds like he cannot be made?
Cannot.
Okay. I'm not sure. The Jew brings deus about whether the Rambam means that, and I'm not sure why that's Mokra.
To be sure. I'd like to do it by comparison. Let's compare the Rambam in the parallel locations, Tino Prika.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's see. Let's interrogate the Rambam's language at different places. I think the Rambam knows well how to say that a person can be mochel, v'asisa yasher v'atov, and we'll have it out. Rambam rutzeach shmiras nefesh. Koin v'heimer ovetzes v'esakvaros, eno mistamila k'shem shen mistamila ashev aveda, v'chini mayazakin shedarko liton v'lifrok ho v'eno l'fichodo potter. Here, language of the Rambam is very clear. So Potter is not obligated. V'imay chasid v'osim d'fnim b'shur asadin. Afilu haya nasi gadol v'ra b'himas chaveiro rovetzes tachas masa shol teven ukanim v'chayotzi ben porek v'toein imo. Person be machmir on themselves. Sisa yashir v'atov. Likewise, aveda matzasak v'kupi may chacham ozakin v'chubad. Shein darko li tol kelim elu b'yadar nuchayiv li topel behen v'omid et dato. Still v'ahav tol reecha kamocha. Should be any better, any worse. To be honest with yourself, Rambam, right? Bein b'mamono, bein b'gufo, as we know, chasteos, chasavel yedalad aleph. Holich b'derech atov v'ayasher. Once again, the Rambam. Those who lifnim b'shur asadin, machshas aveda b'chol makom, afal pishen l'fi chvodo. So at minimum, we don't find it in Eidos, and we don't find anything parallel to v'yesh lo limana. Now, by contrast, the Rush is quoted by his son, and he says, if you're not obligated to, you're not allowed to. You can't do it, because this is Zilzil and Kavod HaTorah. It's not your Kavod we're concerned about. The Kavod HaTorah. Now, the Chinuch, 99% of the time, the Chinuch is following the Rambam, so perhaps that for Rabbi Ariel, this is a feather in the cap. Local Adam Chayav Lovel Yidei Bezdin Lahoyed Lahem Shem Ma'ed Chacham Gadol Bezdin Pachos Menu Yeshal Yamana im Yirtsa Milahoy Lifnayim Ase Shal Kvot Torah Docha Ase De Edus. He has the option, but presumably he can go. We'll see that there are many who hold like that. We'll come back to the Aruch HaShulchan hopefully at the end. And the Minchas Chinuch, along similar lines, just 1 second, we'll get to Minchas Chinuch and then we'll discuss. The Minchas Chinuch says, making the diuk as one would in the Sefer Chinuch, Mir Midvarav the Ritzono Talya Milsa. It's a matter of volition. So what about consistency in the Rambam? Tino Prika, Aveda, etc. And therefore he says, I'd rather reread the Rambam here than have internal discrepancies in the Rambam. And therefore, Vitzarech Litchok, he doesn't deny that it's a more difficult reading, but we'll sacrifice a little bit of text for a little bit of internal harmony. And Shitas HaRambam, Vitzarech Litchok, Dechan, Perish Gamkin, Yesho Limana, Derosha Limana, Avim Rotze, Vadai Tov Asa V'yoy. So says the Minchas Chinuch. I myself am not convinced. Now, I'm not alone in this regard. Take a look in the Divrei Shaul, the Lemberger Rav. So he takes you through his thought process. It's kind of an interesting piece to read in that regard. Bereshis Hashkafa Amarti. The Rabbeinu Kivin Kavana Amuka. Vazel Shitaso Perak Yud Aleph and Gzela Ve'aveido. Chalach Yud Zayin Kasav Olich Haderech Hato Ve'ayosher. Eisa Lifnim Bishur Asadin. Machzers Aveido Bechol Makom. Ve'av Bishenu Lefi Chvodo. Vayim Betrish Shulchan Aruch, etc. So he said, Gam Kan, Ach, Shirak, Mishem, Kvodosh, Tan, Chacham, Bidaito, Dover, Toloi, Im Yirtze, Yimanim, Izam, Yirtze, Yavu, Vyoid, Kach, Chosav, Rabbeinu, Yesh, Limana. It's a somewhat ambiguous term, Yesh, Limana, it doesn't say Osir, the Reist, Hein, Rishus, Vechinir, Meashah, Shavuos, etc. Because, after all, the Gemara appeals to direct comparison between Aveda and Dine Mamano, so you machmir na Veda, and also lift Nimishur Asadin. So why should this be any different? So you can understand and appreciate beyond simply generating an internal consistency in the Rambam, why, based on the Gemara and Shavuos itself, you might be motivated to read the Rambam in such a fashion. Okay? The Rav Shisha Amar Afananami Tanina Matzasuka Kupa, etc. Hareza Lo Yito, Veri Medame Hashas Lahach, Lo Yito, etc., etc. Amnam, Divrei Shaul can't get away from the strict reading of the Gemara and the Rambam itself. Mipashtas Lashon Hashash, Damar Lo Lezel, Vigam Lashon Rabbeinu Yesh Limana, Mashma Demichuyav Limana, V'Aser Lo Leilich. It's not permitted to go. So in this one area, the Rambam the Rosh will align. In the other areas, the Rambam will say, Asisa Yashir V'atov, Lifnim Mishur Asadin, person, some of us have witnessed, and Adam Gadol B'Yoser, sprawled out on the floor looking for other people's glasses and the like. So, can happen, and maybe it's a wonderful thing if it does, but not in the context of Eidos. Now, of course, the onus is on Divrei Shaul to develop an appropriate chiluk. Let's see what he has to say. The Fiyani has died yet time the chol shosu the chodem makom yochel hakmer latzmo. Volkan mashiyelech lezei bezden zu terminei yivaza kavod haTorah lifnei adam shechayev bechvodo. Interesting. So he makes it about the relative relationship between these individuals. Then you can have also technical kind of problems of a gamma bezdin, yitzar chulam the fun of vedayonim trichin leishev. So akar chasru lelech kach nir lefiani is daiti. So he gives his rationale here, the Divrei Shaul. Before I get, I'd like to opt for something of a more fundamental approach. Before I get there, Rabbi Ariel, you have a rejoinder.
No,
by all means.
You're speaking of two extremes. One is that it's aser, Divrei Shaul, or that indeed there's a sort of a general and then Midas Chasidus as Ram has other places. Obviously that is missing here. But there's a middle option that it's Yeshal Limana, meaning he has Rishus. It's neither aser for him to be made, nor is it a mitzvah or Midas Chasidus.
Yeah, it's a pure Sefer Achinuch, as you said, understood the Rambam that way.
And the reason, the rationale for that would be that the Rambam here doesn't bring the time of the Gemara of Aveda.
Yeah. So, doesn't seem to me that that's the simple reading of the Rambam. I understand that's certainly in a relevant category, and no less an authority than the Sefer Achinuch seems to have adopted that category. But if you go back to the language of the Rambam itself, and this is where I'd like to opt for something of a more fundamental distinction than I think the Divrei Shaul is generating, it says, Ho uvein kvodo she'ilech lifneyem, ase shel kvod Torah adif, v'yeshel limana. So the Rambam roots it in kvodo she'ilech lifneyem. I'd like to suggest as the following. When we're dealing with the case of Hashava Saveda, the case of Ti'ino Prika, what we have is, a person maker din is not obligated, but Asisa Yashar V'atov, a person could put his own kavod to the side, should put his own kavod to the side, and help out his friend in whichever which way. But here there's a problem. Because intrinsic to Bez Din itself, I don't think this is a matter of Yivazek Vod HaTorah Lifnei Adam Shechayev Bechvodo, but it strikes me that in the role of the various parties within a Bez Din, we have an intrinsic conflict. Which is to say that Dayanim in a Bezdin are the ambassadors of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Dayan Dandin Emes Lamito, Shutav Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'isa Bracious, Kilulam Torah Kol Yom Kulo. They are there, the voice of Torah, the embodiment of Torah. And he is an eight. Now, yes, it's true, Dine Mamanos, practically speaking, of Zrisha V'Chakira, but they are his interrogators. We waive that in a practical sense. Really, there should be Mishpat Echad Yelachem. We'll waive it Kadesh Lo Tinel Delas Bifnei Lovin. But they are the inquisitors, and he is the interrogated. And that generates, I believe, a fundamental conflict in terms of the Kavodah Torah. The Kavodah Torah, when we know, it's not a matter of debate, it's beyond debate. This individual, as the Rambam says, not just the Talmud Chacham, but is a Chacham Gadol. For him to subject himself to them, I believe, is not within his purview. It is not a matter of Rishus, but Ase Shel Kavod Torah Adif, V'yesh Lo Limana, he must refrain. Now in a case where there's a greater value, namely Kvod Shamayim, in Chachmei V'in Tvuna V'in Eitzel and Eged Hashem, we're going to have to sacrifice his Kavod. He's going to have to be subject to their interrogation. That hierarchy between the Edim, he as the aid, and the Dayanim, who are over him in this context, has to be administered because of the greater stakes, the Kavod Shamayim. Kach nearly Vidasa Rambam, as is the case of the Rei Shaul, against the admittedly difficult reading of the Minchas Chinuch. Now, that would then bring us our second example of the unique standing of an Adam Gadol Bedin. So first we saw the Bach, which imposed the unique responsibility. Yes, right where it's about.
I think the synagogue says Gachok because he wants to claim the mitzvah. It doesn't say the words don't hold that meaning if you hold it to Rishus. As you said, Tzarech Lutchuk Tekan HaKadosh Gam Kein Dishol Imane De Rasha Imane Aval and wrote to Abad HaTov HaSei B'yai. He never claims that the middle reading is Gachok. Yesh Lo Limana can be clearly interpreted in two ways. I don't think there's any hechak in the direction I'm arguing for either. But how Yesh Lo Limana means he either can or he should. Yesh can mean both.
All right. Okay. Everybody last thing.
Just for clarification, why is that more of a unwaivable zilzul kavanat Torah than servicing somebody else by dragging this Mevuzedek Aveda through the streets to bring it.
Yeah,
is it because there's the nature, I'm trying to clarify, is it because the nature relationship is in that context, there's a submission?
I think it's a relative submission.
Right, I understand. But it's not clear why that should have to be more. I mean, that's somewhat arbitrary. I could say it's more, but it's unsure why that's. They're both zilzul kavanat Torah. Why is that force one to say that it's not different? Perhaps maybe it's.
I wouldn't say that it's arbitrary. I could certainly understand why a person could and might be mechal.
That's a strong word,
right?
But it's not. I don't know why.
Right.
If you assume that you can be do something that would appear to be a zilzul.
Right. So I'm trying to understand the Rambam seems to root it in. So in a kavod hashi, so I'm just trying to understand the Rambam. I'm not arguing that the Rush's position is untenable. I'm certainly not making that argument, nor am I arguing that a person has to see things the way the Rambam does. But if I want to understand what the Rambam means when he says in lefi kavod hashi leichlifneihem, I understand that to mean that in the context of a Beis Din, there's a relative hierarchy, and for this Adam Gadol to submit himself to individuals who in that place, maybe not on the street, but in that place are the representatives of Torah, intrinsically puts the true representative of Torah, and therefore Kavod HaTorah, in a compromised position. And that is not the fact pattern by Aveda, nor by Tino Prika.
You're focusing on the Lashon of
the Fnei.
So you have a whole Mikol Shel Chavneim. I don't know if Ariel translates, but he also emphasized Esei Shel Kavod HaTorah Adif. So is possible distinction that the Esei Kavod HaTorah is Mutal on the Dayanim?
What I'm saying is...
Meaning, as opposed to an Aved, I have no...
So why wouldn't it say that, so why is it Aser Milich Chavneim and not for them to question him?
The
answer should be on them to interrogate him.
No, but because the structure of Bezin is such that there's So he shouldn't go because that would require them to.
So if
he goes in front of them, so then, I mean, why is it, what happens if he goes? Why does Ram say? I mean, the mitzvah. Because Ram is starting talking about the mitzvah on his mitzvah. The mitzvah, some of the mitzvah is on the person giving it. See, this mitzvah him does not apply in this case because there is an essay of the Torah that they, you know, basically they shouldn't be mechabel, and therefore there's no mitzvah to go. Essentially, or there's a mitzvah of the Torah that's not just his mitzvah. You know, so that someone should have either. It's not his mitzvah to stop the, you know, other than and more than anyone else's. You know, to it's not it's the nature of business that I'm supposed to be mechabel them. Therefore, to allow them to come to me is almost a violation of a sculptor from the structure of the din. So that makes it fundamentally different, not just a.
Yeah, I think the Rosh Kol wants to jump in.
I think you're all saying the same thing. I think it's correct. I think it's what the Rosh Kol is saying. It's one thing to be mevater on your own kolot, your kolot atzer. I'll go look for an avedi. It's clear that he's doing something with the mature sedim, and it's something else if you're taking a cotton and turning him into a golem. That's like a ziyuch atzer, it's a zoyin atzer. Look for an avedi, I'm being mevater myself, and I'm being mevater the Torah. Everybody sees what I'm doing. I'm being mevater on a Torah delay. If I go to a cotton, I made him do a golem. I'm acting as if he knows more than I do. He's in Aloritz. When he's sitting, they pick them and he plays your synchronous. And as the golem goes to him, it's like a bizoyan atayra, it's like a ziyuv atayra that he has no right to do. He can be mevater on COVID, he can't be mevazer atayra. It's not just that he's mevatel or mevater on COVID today. He is being machshiv somebody else who doesn't deserve the shivas. That's bizoyan atayra.
Right. And I fully subscribe to that formulation. I think you said it much better than I did. And with that, ready to move on. So we have, again, two instantiations. One in the case of the Bach, of the unique responsibilities of Adam Gadol, to clarify prior to being mitzarev. And there I thought there was a kind of a confluence of his personal covenant and kavod shamayim, and therefore he had a greater onus, a greater burden of responsibility. And here too, again, in militating the opposite direction, keep a person out of being an aide, because it wouldn't be kavod haTorah for him to assume an inferior position relative to individuals who are clearly not in his mechitza. And therefore, the Rambam draws a distinction between Tina Parika and Aved on the one hand and Eidos on the other. Of course, an overriding consideration, Bibi Mafresh Meisr, like Rabbi Yenis and Abshitz and the Beis Yosef, as opposed to Nesivos, you could divine it more broadly. There's a clear and present Chil Hashem that requires sacrificing kavod of this particular Talmud Chacham and Chachma v'neitz v'intfuna. Which brings us to the case that they wanted to get to the whole time, which is a question of jurisdiction. Is anybody kind of above the law? Anybody commensurate with that beneath the law? So let's have a look. So back in Siman Zayin, Mishatovin osa ladon defnei dayin shekatan mimenu, en adayin yachol achufo leilei chlefanov. Ela, what's the solution? Mechan fin mandi ikohasa mechakim ma'ainin b'naihu. So you gather people together, and they're ma'ayin. It's an ambiguous language. But the Torah explains, it's rooted in the position of Haigon. Kasser of Haigon. In Adayin yoch l'chuvul at leilich l'fanav, ela shemechan v'namandika hasan, mechakimu ma'ayin b'naihu. So the Aruch HaShulchan jumps right in, issue that we were just dealing with in parallel. From the Talmud Chacham, gadol mikulam, ratzon Talmud Chacham, lafa l'fei Adayin, rishos b'yado, Chacham shemachal kvodo, kvodo mach. All right, come back to the issue. The Gaon says, have a look at the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ayin. He thinks this is the source for the tradition of Rav Haigon, cited by the Tur, which made its way into the Shulchan Aruch. So here, this Gemara is important for any number of issues. The definition of a sone, let's say a Talmud Chacham, and put one into Cheirem, other issues. So Gemara says the following: Apostle Pasul ve'ena medarbish v'achol olam. I'm Shmuel ben Mumol Pasul. Ho gav the mehadu ad ala beimit b'chayi pum pedisa. I guess that's where the better meat was. I'm lehu havli bisra. I'm lei nater the shakel l'shamid of Yehuda bar Yecheskel v'neisiv lach. Wait in line. I'm man Yehuda bar Shviskel the kadamli the shakel min kamai. So uses a highly derogatory, if not defamatory, kind of an expression. Azalu Amrle the Rav Yehuda Shamte. Yehuda responds in kind, takes a hard line. Amruga the Kariinchi Avdi, then he finds out, right? Din of Shmuel, Kol Posel, Posel, and Wumumo Posel. And this individual was, you're not the first person that he has derided in this fashion or defamed. The Kariinchi Avdi, Achriz Ale the Avdahu. So now, Rav Yehuda in Pumbedisa found himself on the receiving end of Hazmana. So how Azmane Ladina Lakami de Rav Nachman in Pumbedisa? So Isa Piskad Hazmana. The Gemara reports, also Rav Yehuda Lakami de Rav Huna, because you have a conflict between Pumbedisa and Naharda, you bring in Surah as a Kasav Ashlishi. So Amar Rav Yehuda, also Rav Yehuda Lakami de Rav Huna, Amar Lei, Ezel Lezel. Amar Lei, Mezel Lui Boyel Chalam Ezel. Mishum de Gav Rabbat, Ela Mishum Yikar de Venesia Kum Zil. So we know that Rav Nachman was Chassan de Venesia Mar Ukva, so he's the Chassan Anasi. Fundamentally, it sounds like you don't need to go, you don't have to go, maybe you shouldn't go, but the Yikar de Venesia in this case is going to trump, and you have to go to Nahardah. And the Gemara has very colorful dialogue that we all know ensues between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman as a result of that particular visit. So the Sma wants to understand, what is this solution of Me'ainin Beinayu? And he offers two possibilities. Number one, Perish Donin Beinayhen. V'hochi kamer, k'shedayoni ayirim shveilin beinay achacham, ladun lifneihen, b'chan v'choch me'ayir agdolim shevehen, fneihen hu don. Then in the Sma kind of turns his back on that. He says, but the Lashon Ma'ayinim Beinayu L'mashmadin Alapshara, the Roman Yecholim L'fashram, keep him out of Bezdin entirely, etc., etc. So the Sma proffers two different interpretations. The Prisha, in Mechan Fin Mandika Hasam Yechakimi, says, Malashon Ma'ayinim Beinayu, what does it mean that they should be Ma'ayin? Is it Din Torah or is it not a Din Torah? What exactly is going on? Mashmad Ritzon Olomer Shecham Shem Mekomo Miskabtin. The Prisha says that he's of the view that the second interpretation is the mashmos of me'ainin beinayhu. It's interesting. The Pesachei Tshuva here raises the question, Birkei Yosef, the question that we raised before, in terms of trying to figure out the relative hierarchy. V'ayin sham od shnistapek im dinze davke k'shadayin echad hu shofet. But let's say, avalim bezdin shol shosha, agam ke nitba gadol mikol echad mehem mikol makom mosa tlasa kechada yigdal na koach bezdin. So, again, if it's a one-on-one scenario, this is kind of what I was trying to say before in the Rambam, that antagonism might be heightened by the obvious one-on-one contrast, but if they have kind of a chaloshem bezdin, mosa tlasa kechada yigdal na koach bezdin, and he comes back at the end, and he says, it doesn't make any difference. Uvesof hevi tshuvas radbaz, demavurin dvar dol shaynilam ben dayin echad, bezdin shlosh shlosha. Okay. Also in the Pesachei Tshuva, it's in the Birkei Yosef, again it was tesvav. Tzfila lagonim emnitba rotzi leile chadun kame dayan ezuter minei, just like the Aruch HaShulchan says, matzi azel vein zil zilzol alachisarin kandav kavod, v'chacham shemachol al kavodo, kavodo machol. So unlike the context of Eidus, if you want to show up as a Baal Din, in that case, you have the right, you're party to the case, after all, you might end up winning. So it's a different kind of relationship between the Baal Din and the Dayan, I would say, the Dayan and the Eidim. And that might account for this distinction. Now, again, in the Urim takes precisely the opposite view of the Prisha. Ma'ayimin Beinayu, says, Mistayimba kiperish ashma d'chol chakimi ma'ayimin v'danin, d'kevat yesh kan isuf kol chachamim, leis lei zelusa od. It's one thing, again, so he's trying to argue within the Rambam in the middle section, if you kind of a conflict, antagonism between individuals and Adam Gadol and Dayanim who are clearly less than him. But once you dilute it so that it's not one-on-one, it's not one-on-three, But again, you have 25 people in the room, so then that's less of a direct confrontation. The Urim says in that situation, leis lei zilusa od vein sarach leperish hasheni shalsma. So the Prisha was particularly fond of that second interpretation. Pshar, keep them out of din entirely. Thinks ma'ainin bein ayu is let them figure out what the din will be, and there's no issue of zilusa of this particular Talmud Chacham, etc. Now, what particularly interests me about the Urim beyond his disagreement with the Prisha is the following consideration as we begin to wrap things up. So he says the following: Im kein chas v'shalom yitzeh b'talmud chacham muvhak mishpat m'ukal v'yischal el shem shamayim ki'ilu mechanfi lei rabbanon. Says you have to go back to the Gemara in Shavuos, essentially, and always remind ourselves that there's a greater value than the kavod of any one particular talmud chacham. And even if, in a certain situation, he might not need to report to din, not as an aid, not as a baal din, but we have to weigh that against issues of kavod shamayim, v'yischal shem shamayim ki'ilu mechan filei rabbanan. People get the sense that there's a kind of a club, there's the same law, it's not really mishpat echad yelachem, different standards for different people, then all of a sudden, we've triggered much greater concern in this personal Kavod HaTorah. What's fascinating is the Bach's reading. We started with the Bach, so we'll try to bring things closer to the conclusion with the Bach himself, in terms of his understanding of the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. Again, one could read the dialogue between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna is somewhat innocuous. He didn't know what to do. Should I go? Report to Rav Nachman? Should I not report to Rav Nachman? You wouldn't believe this guy in the marketplace. Chutzav. So he went to for an Eitzah. Bach didn't understand it that way. Bach understands that there was something paradigmatic about that particular interaction. Nira da'gon, this idea of gathering together in Ma'ayin Min Bay, where did Rav Haigon come up with the idea? So the Vilna Gaon pointed us to the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ayin. Lamen kach miyod de Rav Yehuda bar Yechezk, perek asar yuch. Sind as mir Rav Nachman dina kamei, also Rav Yehuda kamei de Rav Huna, amar ezel o ezel, amar le mezel o miboyach le mezel, mishum de gav rabat, al mishum de yikar de venesia kum zil, de alma tzorech le isyais bechachamim ayase. No, you have to go to the chachamim to figure out what the right thing to do is. That's why you asked Rav Huna. That is the din. You have to figure out, should I go or should I not go? V'zeo shekasav Rabbeinu Hai, de mechanfin, kolomar, miskabtsim, misyatsim, ma'ayim b'neyen. Im lefi ha'in en roi sheyelech, after they mishu katan mimenu, kidei shelo yagia mizet takola, im lo yelech. You have to take into account what the broader impact of going or not going is going to be. V'chadiyot, Rav Huna, le Rav Yehuda, sheyelech, mishum yakara de ve'nesia, shelo yeinire ke mizalzel b'chvod ha'nasi, sheyachosno, b'amidu l'dayin, v'yachoshish, p'intetze yizachurba, V'takalam lo yavo lefanav al piska da azmnasa shashalach acharav. Af achshav yainu v'im yanir lo chachamim shein shum chasha shashum takala v'chur ba machlokes yinu tzarech lelich v'vnei dayin jikatim yimenu kein nir li lefarish. So the Bach says the following. We have a situation where me'ikar adin, it's possible to say that somebody's above the law, at least in this particular context. They don't have jurisdiction over him. But we always have to take into account broader considerations. If Yehuda isn't going to show up, then how many sarvanim, machzik, yedehim, it's going to be a takal and a chub. I'd like to suggest that this logic of the Bach may fundamentally be rooted in the aforementioned sugya of Yanai HaMelech, not in the case of somebody who's above the law, but to a certain degree beneath the law. Here you have an individual, who's a dangerous person, and all the strictures of lo sagu mipneish notwithstanding, especially as it applies to mamuna l'rabim, who can't recuse himself even prior to being knowing heichana din nota or kabbalah satainos. But the Rambam tells us the following in two different places. The language of the Bach is eerily similar in the language of the Rambam. Rambam says, "In moshiv melech sobas sanhedrin asulach lokolav lo san al riv lo san al rav etc. Moshiv in king gadol." Malchim is David Abishim Moshiv and Osam Sanhedrin Yeshim Medan and Esam, Vedan and Osam Yeshalayim Dinah. Malchim Yisrael and Dan and Vedan and Osam, Vefishin Ichnar and Devetera, Meshavo Tavo Mehem Takala. Dam Melachim. Kvar biyarnu shemachav is David donu samidin alehen. Malchi Yisrael gazru chacham shlo yidon lo donin osan. Lo meid lo miidin alav. Meiv shaliban gas bahen. V'yavu min adavar takala. V'hef seid al hadas. Chalal din achas kedei shetishmor dinim harbe. To the extent that there is a pragmatic side of all din, Shoshadvarim Olam Kayim, that's where we've restarted the year with his Chabura, right? Din Elamis Ve'al Shalom, Nasashutav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'isa Bracious, your mom in the world, they want to bite off your nose to spite your face, and you could hold this person accountable in one case, and there's a principle there, but if it's going to cause a much broader takala, maybe you're better off not doing it altogether. Chal Din Achas, Kedei Shetishmor, Dinim Harbe. It seems like the Bach's analysis of an Adam Gadol falls along similar lines. He says the role of Rav Huna in this particular case, in the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, is to get people together and to figure out, you know, if Me'ikra Hadin kind of are above the law in this particular instance because of the composition of the Beis Din and their relatively inferior standing, you, nonetheless, no one Din Torah can be or should be evaluated in isolation, but we have to always take into account the broader implications. In this respect, I thought it might be prudent to give the last word to the Aruch HaShulchan. We had, a robust discussion regarding the parameters of an Adam Gadol, Be'edos, is he not allowed to go? May he go? Asisa Yashar V'atov, it's a goodly number of views represented here, what's Pshat in the Rambam, etc. But the Aruch HaShulchan concludes his analysis with the following line. V'afilu b'davar shebemamon, this is the 39th source, Yochol leilech, chacham shemachol kvodo machol, umar bebazeh kvod shemayim. The Gemara in Shavuos, of course, set up a kind of a conflict between the kavod of the Rav and kvod shemayim, which is true at one level. But from a different perspective, when we see in Adam Gadol, who doesn't only care about this petition's Aveda, or a situation of Tino Prika, but somebody's money is on the line, and there's a certain perception, something to be concerned about, not all that different than we saw previously in the Urim, where there's a concern that people are going to say, the Talmidei Chachamim, right? It's sort of reminiscent of Tosfos and Ksuvos and Samach Beis. What was he before he was Rabbi Akiva? Was he Mali Tznui? Was he Psachim HaMem Tes? Right? The Mi'itam L'Tam B'Chacham, Ashkenu Kechamar, so Tosfos there is Miyashev, that he really was Mali Utsnui, but he had a certain perspective of Talmidei Chachamim. He thought that they were above. And we have to avoid that at all costs. Chacham Shemachal Kvodo Kvodo Machol Umar Bebezeh Kvod Shemayim. So if Davar Kol Nishma, seems to me that the Adam Gadol has certain unique parameters, both with respect to his participation in Torah, additional onus well above Yisim Dekimei Hashem Yisrael, because his reputation is analogous with Kvod Shemayim. When it comes to Torah's Eidos, there are certain restrictions that are placed upon him because of his unique standing, though those two have to be weighed against the needs of Kvod Shemayim, apropos the Aruch HaShulchan that we concluded with. And with respect to the issue of Baal Din as well, even if we'll argue that in any particular case, Me'ikra Din, he might be above this law, or the law of this particular Beis Din, as the Bach points out, we have to take into account the broader implications. What will be if this individual doesn't go? What model will that set? So every din has to be evaluated against a broader impact on the system of din overall. Thank you very much.